You just took some candy, didn't you?
Aha. Aha. So, temptation. Someone has already submitted to temptation by taking that which wasn't his. Hey, you remember now, I just threw all this candy on the floor, but I didn't say you could pick it up. It's my candy. I just threw it on the floor because I like making a mess, and I like for our janitor to do some work this week. Just joking. So, temptation. This is what we hear today in our text. And God, what does God tell us about temptation? Temptation in and of itself isn't a sin. Temptation is that which when we listen to Satan and he says, okay, Evan, you can pick the candy up even though you're not supposed to. And then Evan does it. That's sin because he's taken that which isn't his. So what does God tell us in our text today from the epistle lesson? No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. We are all tempted. We are all tempted the very same way. Satan tempts us to do things that are against God's word, like picking up candy that doesn't belong to us or hiding it under your boot thinking that the pastor doesn't see it. So, those are all temptations, and when we act in those temptations, those are sins. I see that Tony and Jessica have a lot of fun at home, I'm sure. So what else does God say? He says here that God is faithful. God is faithful. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. That's true. God is faithful. How do we know that God is faithful? Who can tell me? How do you know that God is faithful? What did God say that he would do, Owen?
Well, he'll come down to earth.
Yeah, he said that he would send his son and that Jesus would come to the earth. And Jesus said that he, as we heard last week, Jesus said that he was going to the cross, and there he would die for all of our sins, even the sins of Evan. He has died for the sins of Evan. So therefore, God is faithful, and he has removed the sin of Evan, because Evan, I forgive you. See, the sin is removed. God absolves us. He absolves us of our sins when we confess our sins. So that's our lesson for today. You will be tempted to do many, many wrong things in this world. Satan wants us to sin against God because Satan wants to convince us that God is not faithful. But we know that God is faithful because each time we look to the cross, we see that Jesus is faithful. Jesus is God. And since Jesus is faithful, we know that he has died for our sins and taken away all of our sins. And therefore, since your pastor is also faithful and he's benevolent and kind and loving, all of you can pick up the candy, only one piece per person. And if there's any left, maybe I'll give it to the alkalite. What do you think? So before we do that, though, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Thank you, Lord God, for being faithful to us. For in our sins, we fall mightily, O Lord. Yet, Lord, because you came to this earth and died upon the cross for me, you reach down and you pick me up and you wash me clean again. And in your washing, O Lord, I am declared faithful as you are faithful. Help me, O Lord, to do that which is good in your sight. And help me, O Lord, to resist temptation, knowing, O Lord Jesus, that you are with me and that you'll never leave or forsake me. And all the children said,